British officials said today that they do not support widening the military campaign beyond Afghanistan unless evidence emerges linking specific states to the attacks on September 11th. The prime candidate, of course, for a wider war on terrorism is Iraq. NPR News analyst Daniel Schorr says that President Bush's recent and pointed remarks on the subject are bound to feed speculation that Iraq will be the next U.S. target.
The issue of where Iraq fits into the war on terrorism, on which the Bush administration has been long divided, is nearing a climax faster than the president may have wished. Yesterday, Mr. Bush said that Saddam Hussein needs to let inspectors back in his country to show that he is not developing weapons of mass destruction. Since Iraq is generally believed to be working on such weapons, it could be hardly expected that Saddam Hussein would let inspectors return now, having expelled them 3 years ago. But it was thought that a respite would be provided while the Security Council worked out provisions for a new inspection regime, and the Bush administration worked at holding together the anti-terrorist coalition. Iraq has in effect short-circuited that process by immediately rejecting what it calls the president's arrogant demand. What are the consequences for Saddam Hussein? The president says he'll find out, leaving the impression that this remains to be determined. Secretary of State Colin Powell would like the UN to introduce smart sanctions aimed at the Iraqi government but sparing the people. That has been so far blocked by Russia and France. The Oil for Food program, expiring on Friday, is likely to be renewed. Secretary Powell on CNN last night warned Saddam Hussein to heed the president's very sober, chilling message. But the Iraqi ruler remains defiant. His defiance is expressed, among other ways, in efforts to shoot down American and British planes patrolling the so-called no-fly zone, leading to a retaliatory attack today on an Iraqi air defense target. Earlier than was apparently intended, the Bush administration is being pushed into a decision on what is widely known as Phase 2 of the war on terrorism, the Iraq phase. This is Daniel Schor.